Palin McCain. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The first numbers are in, and yikes, after a convention that was shortened by a hurricane and which unveiled a political unknown as vice president, the Republican ticket is up by 10 points. There are big crowds and long lines for campaign events. What we are witnessing is nothing less than the first election in American history where the vice president is at the top of the ticket. This is the Palin McCain ticket. Only 5 days after her big speech, first speech in history to have an entire country repeating a hockey joke, Sarah, who already has one-name status, Sarah has developed a Reagan-esque star quality and the Teflon coating to go with it. There are all sorts of stories trying to pick her apart today, that she, in fact, was for the bridge to nowhere before she was against it, the story that her husband is a member of a party pushing Alaskan secession. It rolls off. Why? I have a theory. First, she's the only candidate with no tragedy in her background. She wasn't tortured, didn't have to overcome a stutter, didn't have to wrestle with her identity because of an absent father. Her big setback was coming in second for Miss Alaska. She represents the triumph of the regular neighborhood mom. And something else, too. People say she looks like a librarian. Yeah, but there are librarians, and then there are librarians. You get the feeling that Sarah is the type of librarian who, under the right circumstances, would take off the glasses, let the hair down, and meet you at the footbridge after the ice cream social. For target practice or a discussion of foreign policy, of course.
Alaska's right next to Russia.
Yeah. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.